If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. And what will he do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will he flee for help, and where will he leave your glory? Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. There shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth, even the year of their visitation. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks, for they also are turned back and are fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of their calamity was come upon them, and the time of their visitation. He that fleeth from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that getteth up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare, for I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Slay all her bullocks, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The days of visitation are come, the days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool, the spiritual man is mad, for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation.